Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Alan Buckley from the Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with me here in Lunchtime Live today to tell me about the making of Romance by Fontaines DC.
Yes, indeed. Now, we have done a couple of Irish albums and Irish artists so far. This is most definitely the most recent. This was released in last year, 2024, and was actually the fourth studio album by Fontaines DC, Irish band, Dublin band, formed in 2014. They were actually music students in the famous BIM Music Academy.
Okay.
Which has given us a few amazing artists over the years. And again, another really cool band doing very well at the moment. The Murder Capital also would have come out of that particular stable. But these guys are really blazing a trail. And one of the reasons we're talking about them, of course, they are one of the headline acts at the All Together.
Tomorrow night.
Down in Waterford. And they are going to light it up. They are an amazing live band.
Is it, like, I know they've had huge success in recent years. Is it premature to be talking about them in the making of?
Absolutely not. Because I think that they are very much of the now, and we're always talking about the next big thing. Fontaines DC are an exciting band, and this is actually their fourth album. To put it a little bit in context, they are also 3 times Grammy nominated. So they haven't won any Grammys yet, but in terms of their acclaim, critical reception by the
music recognized.
Absolutely. This album was nominated for 2 Grammys, including Best Rock Album of the Year, only pipped really by a little band called the Rolling Stones. they're going places.
Okay, we want to find out a little bit more about the impression that they've made on the music industry. Let's hear some of the tracks.
Now I'm higher than anyone here, and there ain't nothing on me.
There we have Bug. And now, what you will notice, particularly in the early work of Fontaines, is a very thick Dublin accent coming through. Now, Grian Chatton, the lead singer, was actually born in the UK, but he did grow up in Skerries. And their first album, Dogrel, you could really hear the accent coming through. But they, with Romance, they wanted to move away from something specifically Irish. Mm. And Grian Chatton talks a lot about this being quite a dystopian exploration. This is quite a kind of a bleak song, very stripped back. There's kind of a driving bass in there, but what really comes to the fore is Grian Chatton's very haunting kind of vocals. And he is an amazing, amazing vocalist, a brilliant lyricist. And also the music video for this song featured our own Barry Keoghan. And it's a bit bleak, it's a bit dark, but this is a departure for the band.
How many songs from the album were, you know, well, hits?
Well, nothing that set the world on fire. They all achieved what you could call mid-table respectability.
Yeah.
But again, this is a departure for the band. They had an album, their previous album called Skinty Fia, which was huge, very, very much put them front and centre. So the album itself, Romance, actually debuted at number 2 in the British charts and was only probably pipped by Sabrina Carpenter, who actually held the number one spot at the time. But critically and in terms of the album sales, huge. The singles, I think the guys were not as focused on creating hits as an overall feel for the album.
What genre do you put the album in?
Good question, Andrea. So there is a tendency to put these guys into the category of what we call post-punk. But the amount of bands that just fit into that genre, if you think about the history of kind of popular music from blues to rock and roll, then into hard rock and then grunge, etc., everything's a counter-movement, isn't it? So post-punk is the one that sort of fits the bill. But they don't like the label. And this album, and this is the title track, it's the opening track on the album, kind of sets down their credentials as we are changing, we are evolving. I know it's not a foot tapper, but what it does is it kind of catches their audience a little bit off guard, because something completely different. There is another genre, I'm going to mention it, Andrea. I don't know if you're aware of shoegaze. Shoegaze, yeah. Now this is something. So it actually comes from the idea that with the use of distortion and pedals and things like that, that the guitarist is actually staring at his shoes or down towards the pedals. So very distinctive sounds, kind of distorted, kind of exploratory guitar sounds and that. So shoegaze, certainly, but I would say they do defy genre a little bit and have evolved as a band in terms of their sound.
Where do you place them right now in the Irish music scene?
I think they are the band. I think you know, in recent times, a lot of talk about news about Kneecap. They feature in the news a lot.
They've been somewhat political too, though, haven't they?
Yeah,
but they haven't got anywhere near the same.
No, well, they're
publicity.
Perhaps their lyrics of their actual songs aren't as overtly political. But if you've ever seen their live performances, there is a proliferation of Palestinian flags, and they are very much behind all of that. So
yeah,
they are deeply political in their thoughts, and they're very intelligent and articulate young men.
What about this one?
Very much again a departure from their regular sound. This is again this idea of shoegaze. It's very dreamlike. It's actually a song exploring kind of the nature of dreams. But I do want to mention that Grian is not the only singer in the band. This song features the vocals of Connor Curley, another very interesting vocalist, very talented and clever songwriter and vocalist. So this is very heartfelt, it's quite dreamy, it's bittersweet, very much sets the tone for the album. Maybe, as I said, they are very, very conscious of creating this new sound and evolving.
The set for big things?
I think so. I mean,
they've had huge success, haven't they?
They've had huge success. Yeah. They're massively popular on the festival.
Yeah. Have you actually ever seen them live?
I have seen them live.
Have you? I haven't ever. But I will this weekend all together.
Oh, well, you're going?
I'm going,
oh,
yeah.
Fabulous, yeah. No, you're in for a treat because, you know, I talk about some people who, you know, albums are great, but sometimes they really only achieve their full realisation on stage, and Fontaines are one of those bands. And I think you're going to you have a little revelation when you see Fontaines on stage.
Is this probably, you know, their well, best well-known song?
This next one, not only probably their certainly their biggest hit from the album, but also Grammy nominated in its own right. So this song, Starburster, was nominated for Best Alternative Rock Performance. Again, didn't win. But if you're talking about a band going places, this is an upward trajectory, and this is my favourite track from the album. It's just, it's unusual. It's not rocky. It's a kind of a little bit kind of hip hop, but it is, it will get in your head, believe me.
Well, we leave you with Alan Buckley's favourite Fontaines DC single from the album Romance, Starburster. But thanks a million for joining us here, Alan, on Lunchtime Live today.
Thank you kindly.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.